He got up and he told the story of my tour in the Philippines. Without mentioning anybody else, no one got a luncheon favor yet. He said, the reason that I so bitterly fought his blow, the reason I so begged him to stay, as long as he was there, there was one man in the Philippines who would tell me the truth. He said he told me the truth regardless of what he thought, of what his chief thought. He said, and of what I thought. And he said he told me the truth. Then he said, and I must say, that here recently, when the Philippine government, out of gratitude, has wanted to give rewards to certain of the people who helped it, he was the one individual of all others who said, that is not for me. I did only my duty. And my God, you know, now that explains where my position was in Philippines. Now, you go out to Japan, and if MacArthur thinks you are going to do a book that involves him and his life, he will turn the place upside down. He will do his best to get to see that manuscript. He will do his best to write it. Matter of fact, I know his own chief of staff told me that MacArthur wrote paragraph after paragraph of that Fraser Hunt's book where it's so fulsome in his praise that you couldn't compare MacArthur. Just you had to take the best qualities of all these people to compare him. He wrote it. Matter of fact, you know, funny thing. I said to this fellow, I said, well, you know, I was with him 9 years and I understand. I know he's lying. I said, look, these paragraphs. He smiled and he said, you don't ever think that word of it. Now, in spite of that, he's got many wonderful qualities and he's an intellectual genius, anyways. But when Douglas MacArthur is concerned, he has no more to except this. The man seems to have an uncanny judgment. His name, and yet, by God, if I could tell you some of the despicable little things that guy has done in his life in advancing Douglas MacArthur, you'd never believe it. Well, I'll tell you what I was. And still trying to keep it before the American public. But the reason he hasn't gone home is because insistent daily duty would not allow him to do so, and because he's sacrificing that to the American people. Why not then? He's so eager. He went down to the Philippines, you know what he did? Assisted on 21 guns. So this is the ruler of a country. Yeah, when he went down there the first president after the war was inaugurated, he assisted on getting 21. Oh, they had a hell of a fight. Oh, and then I think they finally compromised the game, man.
I'll tell you what I do. You go out there and write a book. You go out and make a salary after a long, no small chart. But I will by no means write any story. Because he will hound you to death. You see it?
And then, I would call, I might say Japan under the guard, but I might say post-war Japan, because I would not say you said you're right.
Well, I think you said something about that last night, which you didn't want to find a soul from the existence of the woman said he was a vice president.
What
kind
of statement? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Twice.
Matter of fact, he told the story publicly, although I've never read it, I've never told him about it. But the fact was that he said,
is anybody going down?
Well, I'm not.